All right, we're going to shift gears for a second here now and talk about next Tuesday at St. John Fisher College. Of course, the Bills will report there for camp on Friday. But next Tuesday, the Jim Kelly football camp is going to hold a one-day clinic on the field at St. John Fisher College in Rochester. The Hall of Fame quarterback, Jim Kelly, joins us live on the line right now to talk about it. Good evening, Jim. Thanks for doing this with us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Murph?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on. Next Tuesday, you're going to get the jump on training camp. Tell me about this one-day clinic at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, it's pretty much close to what I do here at my football camp, but it gives kids an opportunity to go on the field where the Bills have training camp and be able to, you know, act like a Buffalo Bill for one day. And, of course, we have a bunch of coaches coming from all over the United States to St. John Fisher. Like you said, on Tuesdays from 9 to 4. So if anybody wants more information, log on to jimkelly.com, call my office. We have room for probably about another 20 campers. But, yeah, you'll get a bag, a T-shirt, a hat, and learn a little bit about football and have a little fun. We'll do flag football, and we'll pretty much just have a blast.
What's the age group, Jim? What age kids are you looking at here for the camp?
8 to 18. So any kids from age 8 to 18 can come and join us. And if the parents want to come and you know, sit in on it, we do a chalk talk where I'll talk to the kids, not just about football, but life in general and some of the things that they have to look forward to and things that they have to look out for. I give them pretty much my life experience, you know, how I got to the point where I'm at that, and you've heard me talk before about, you know, we all get faced with obstacles in our life and things that don't go quite our way, but it's what you do about it. It's what counts and not giving up. And as we all well know, I've been through a bunch of battles, but I just want kids to know that, you know, things happen to all of us, but don't ever give up, you know, keep trying and plugging away and sooner or later you'll turn things around. But, the key is just staying focused.
Hey, Jim, you've done your camp here at the stadium for, what, 26 years or so. Have you ever taken it on the road like this before?
No. We've done the St. John Fisher one pretty much the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
But we do it right before training camp. And like I said, Murph, you try to give kids that experience on being able to get down on the field where the Bills have training camp at, get to visit the facility, give kids that weren't able to make it to my football camp here in Buffalo an opportunity to not only meet me, but get an autograph, hear my story, and also for the parents that they get to come down and watch and watch how we work and just really have fun. And that's what it's about. I mean, you want to make it enjoyable for the kids, but also you want them to learn something and walk away with something that that they can move on and you know, take into their, you know, next year, whether it's football or whether it's in life in general.
This one-day camp in Rochester, Jim, comes just 5 days before the Bills take the field down there at Fisher. And it really is a great facility, isn't it? You've been there several times. It's really conducive to this sort of a camp down there, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. We joke around and said, you know, if we might not have went to 4 Super Bowls in a row if we had training camp at St. John Fisher, because Rochester is such a beautiful place. And I know we were at Fredonia, and we had our fun there. Trust me, I don't want anybody from Fredonia getting mad at me for saying that, but there was really nothing to do compared to St. John Fisher. Maybe that might be the reason. No, I'm just kidding. But, it's a beautiful facility. I know that the Pellicini family has done a number of great things there to build another track and another field, and it just seems like Russ Brandon never ceases to amaze me on how he continues to make St. John Fisher nicer, not only for the players to practice on, but for the fans to come and join it too.
You are just about 6 weeks removed since the surgery, the cancer surgery on your jaw. How are you doing, Jim? How are you feeling?
I'm getting better. As you know, Murph, I'm not a very patient person, and the patience has been running out for a couple weeks now. Just wondering when the pain's going to subside. I mean, I've gotten better, and I am getting better, but slowly but surely, it'll all come to a head where, you know, I'll be fine and be back to normal. But, you know, they had to do a lot, and I guess I should expect that. But, you know, I'm very blessed. I have some of the best surgeons and doctors and dentists in the country right here in our own backyard. And I know we're all blessed to have that. So I'm getting there, feeling better. I appreciate you asking.
And you had, I think about 3 weeks ago, you made the announcement at your camp here at the stadium that basically you don't need chemo, you don't need radiation. That's got to be a pretty good prognosis, the one you were looking for, I would think.
Without a doubt. Because I've heard so many horror stories about chemo and radiation, and and some of the things that some other people went through. And I just, you know, I said my prayers every night, and all the prayers from people, not only here in Western Europe, but everywhere across the country, definitely those prayers were answered. But now we have, you know, just continue to listen to what my dentist says, my doctors, and do the right thing and continue on that pace. And about 2 weeks, I go in for my first CT scan to make sure that none of the cancer has come back. So I'm very blessed there. But I also want to give a quick shout-out, Murph, if I can, to Edie Bailey, a very good friend of Hunter's Hope, has been one of our volunteers for many, many years. And she was there through thick and thin when Hunter was around. And as a matter of fact, she just got diagnosed with terminal cancer about 3 or 4 days ago. And she starts her chemotherapy next week. So we pray that that miracle is there and she'll be fine. But she's going to be battling for a while. So prayers go out to Edie.
Yeah, we'll add our prayers and best wishes for her as well. One more question about your illness, Jim. When you announced it, it was early June at your golf tournament down in Batavia. And later that week, we had on the radio show one of your predecessors, Joe Ferguson, the former Bills quarterback, who, as you know, had a bout with cancer and survived. But I distinctly can't forget about Ferguson telling us how blown away he was by the amount of good wishes and the amount of messages he got from Bills fans. And this is a guy who, you know, hadn't played here in 25 years or so. Did you find that to be the case as far as Bills fans responding when you made your announcement?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, it makes you feel good. And unfortunately, you can't return every phone call. You can't return every email or letters that people send to you, all the well wishes. But we know, and you know, even with Joe, and I knew when he was going through his, and with through his, I kept in touch with him and as well as he did with mine. And just, you are amazed at how this community always comes together. You know, when my son Hunter was ill and when he was diagnosed, how the city of Buffalo and, you know, Rochester area and just this community came to our rescue when we needed the prayers, when we needed at times, you know, a shoulder to cry on. Everybody's always been there for us. And the prayers, I cannot say enough about those. The amount of people that, you know, called and sent us messages that their whole family's praying for us and that their families in Texas and Virginia and Carolinas and, you know, California are all praying. So those all, just to let everybody know, we do appreciate that. We do know that you guys are doing that. And as Joe said, we will never give up. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I consider myself a Buffalonian now, and Buffalo people just never give up. And I just hope they never give up on our Buffalo Bills.
Well, let me ask you just a couple of questions about the Bills, Jim. You know, these guys are going to camp in 8 days. Do you recall when you played, when you got down to that last week or 8 days before training camp, did you dread it knowing that the end of your summer, the end of your off season was coming up?
To be honest with you, no. Maybe I was a little different because, you know, I was a quarterback and quarterbacks don't get pounded on at training camp like some of these other guys do. But I always look forward to training camp. Marv knew how to treat us. Marv knew that his old cliche was you don't come to training camp to get in shape. You come to training camp in shape. And that was one of the things that we took pride in. When we got to Fredonia, we knew that, you know, I didn't have to worry about Andre Reed or Thurman Thomas or Bruce Smith being in shape. I knew that they were coming ready to play the game of football. And so we were, I guess, spoiled to a certain point because we had a head coach that already knew that our work ethic was unmatched, that we were going to come in ready to go. And he didn't really beat on us that much. Our practices last between an hour and a half and 2 hours. They weren't real long practices, but we always talked about quality, not quantity. And the amount that he had us out in the field, I think, kept us refreshed and maybe near the end of the season. That's why we weren't as tired as some other teams were, because Marv knew how to treat us, knew how to handle his players.
Hey, Jim, I know you've had some, you spent some time with E.J. Manuel, the quarterback first rounder this year. Do you think he could be ready to start September 8th against the Patriots, or would they be better advised to maybe go with a veteran in that first game?
Well, you really don't know. You know, I've been to a couple of their practices, and if I had to give a nod, I'd probably be a little bit more towards Kevin Cobb right now. And the reason I say that is he's a veteran. He's been through it. He knows what to look at. I mean, there's when E.J. Manuel, when he all of a sudden gets it, when it starts clicking with him, which it's starting to, you know, click more and more every time I saw him, and more people I talk to, he's such a great athlete. He has such a great strong arm in his mind. He's got a football sense about him, which is why they drafted him. But right now, it's going to be interesting to see how this training camp pans out, because both of them had great mini camps. They both did a very good job. It's something that, you know, all the whole coaching staff looked at, and they knew that that was one position that they feel they might not have to worry about as much as they have in the past, a big question mark. But as we all know, we've heard it before, but we want to be able to see that, because I feel that might be the missing ingredient. And I know in the past we've had other positions that we needed help with. But if you look at it, we got wide receivers now. We got some good ones. We got, of course, two of the best running backs in the league. We got a pretty good offensive line. We got a defensive coach that is an attack kind of coach, and I think that's going to help. So the biggest question mark is a quarterback. And I think if Kevin Kopp stays healthy, maybe EJ can't sit back for a year or two, which I think we all hope and pray that that could happen, that he can learn from that. Or if EJ is the guy that all of a sudden pops out and takes his team by the horns, and all of a sudden he is a quarterback that we all hoped he would be right away, then good with that. But the thing is, we just need consistent play from the guy underneath the center to get us to that next level, and that next level is the playoffs.
Last question, Jim. You've been around here in the building since Doug Marrone took over in January, and you've seen the signs all over. One sign that he's put up in meeting rooms and in the hallways says, "Play like a Bill today." And I wonder what you think that means. What do you think, if you were telling a young player, you know, you got to play like a Bill, what do you think that would mean?
I think it would show the 64-65 Buffalo Bills. I think it was 64-65. Yep. And show the Bills with Thurman, Bruce, myself, Andre, and Ken Hall, and Steve Tasker. The guys that really built a reputation around Western New York as guys that never gave up and played solid football each and every Sunday. So the championship from back many, many years ago, you know, that they had, and, of course, the Buffalo Bills of my era. So I think we take a lot of pride in that. I think people here in Western New York take a lot of pride in that. But we want to make it to that next level, but we can't do that without making the playoffs. So we start from there.
Jim, thanks for doing this with us. We appreciate it. The information on the camp is online, right? JimKellyFootballCamp.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the camp is next Tuesday in Rochester. I'm sure we'll see you down there at camp, Jim. Thanks again for doing this. Glad to hear you're doing so well. That's great news.
We're getting there, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Murph. Have a good one.